What kind of property? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. What kind of property?
It was a theater, well, sort of theater property, that the Grand Palace, which doesn't...
You said it was a movie theater?
Well, no. It was a theater, but now it's, what is it?
Not
it's
movie
a,
theater.
It's an experience.
Warehouse and aquarium.
Yeah, it's an aquarium and a warehouse. We're not sure what the big
thing
is.
And the only thing
I mean, that's a completely different property. That's, I mean, this is an income-producing hotel.
Yes, sir.
If there are plenty of FTC decisions out there that rule to the income approach, specifically the Rushmore approach.
Yes, sir. The only thing I was trying to point out was that the Honeycutt system has been pretty accurate where we're at. That's all I'm pointing out. You're correct. You are a completely different entity, type of property, but we're talking millions of dollars. And because you're split up into several parcels instead of a one parcel unit,
If they had time if they wanted to do an appraisal, we'd still be able to come back.
They just need their appraisal for the state tax commission unless they want to argue financials.
I don't know. I don't know how long can
that. That's not if you wanted to wait till then, you're going to be adjourned by July 31st.
Okay. Yeah, so they'd have
to stay. That's state statute.
Okay, that's so we couldn't go that long anyway for them to get the appraisal.
No, because they're going to look at levies.
And then that's going
to
cause...
Well, since we're just now seeing them, I'd kind of like to look at them. I'd still like to table it until Friday.
I make a motion that we table this till Friday.
And second. That's going to be DOE numbers...
That would be...
10, 11, 12, 7,
and
8, 9.
And six. No, not six. You're right. 7, 8, 9.
I thought six was part of
it. I think he's counting in the HAB also, because that is also part of Marriott.
Is HAB
yes,
part
is.
Of Marriott?
It is.
Okay. Is that also part of this evaluation here, or is that a separate?
It is.
There's 17.
So it's seven different parcels.
22-6, 22-7, 22-10, 22-11, 22-12. I make a motion that we table those to Friday.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. This will be tabled until Friday morning. Is that correct? Sometime between 9 and 12. Daniel, are you 9 and noon? Are you going to be available during that time? Daniel.
We can look at it, make our assessment, let
them
know.
Yes, I'll be available.
All right. Maybe be productive, maybe it won't, but I still would potentially, since you just provided this information, would like you to maybe speak with the assessor's office. Okay?
I will certainly make that attempt.
I'll be around tomorrow afternoon if he wants to call me.
The assessor will be around tomorrow afternoon if you might be able to give her a call then, it sounds like. All right, we will talk to you again on Friday, Daniel. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I think if we dissect these one by one and just go through it one by one and see.
Like right now?
Well, we don't need to. We can wait till the others. I think we can go through and make a decision here. Whether we do
okay,
something.
If you guys feel comfortable with that, that's fine. I just thought we'd table it.
So we do have financials here. We can receive financials as one of the factors, just like an appraisal, based on those numbers if we look at it. I mean, some of these numbers that they're asking it to be reduced to seems reasonable. Another thing that I'd like to see is the total from the screen. what they paid in 2020 to what the increase was in 2021.
Okay. That's in your cloud folder that I sent you.
I know. I want to see it up here. I'm just saying.
Well, the one thing that's not in the collateral files that we got is their income information.
Right, so right. But you're saying you're going to wait till Friday.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay. Well, no, I appreciate that.
For the moment, let's get through. Let's see, we've got one, two.
How many do we have on Friday, Wesley?
I'd have to look at my sheets over here. So
it looks like we've only got a couple left. I need to call. I'm going to call the ROARCs back here and see if we can get a hold of them.
Are those not ours for?
These are mine.
Oh, okay, absolutely, absolutely.
Again, I told you I put everything on the cloud for
you. Okay, so did the clerk's office have folders, files for us to look at?
I've got them over here.
Great.
Well, we got.
You're fine.
Did you get your email?
I did. I like having paper. Mr. Hey, can you send that to me in an email, person?
No, it was useful.
Okay. No, I will look at it. I appreciate it.
Hello, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm in the doctor's office. I'm talking pretty low.
Jerry, do we, that probably takes precedence. Do we need to, we can move this to Friday if we need to. But I'm not sure if you've got a second, we can try to do this, but you tell me. Hello? Jerry? I don't know if he put us on hold for a second or not.
Weren't we just calling to let him know about the 2575?
I think so. I just don't know what. I just want to make sure that that's what it is.
Granted.
His is classification.
Oh, his is a classification. Okay.
All right, I'm gonna try to call him back one more time. I don't know if it's his phone or ours. Dialed it wrong.
Please leave a message, and I'll get back with you.
You guys just want to table this for
everybody?
Yep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jerry, hope everything's okay. We'll try to table this until Friday morning, sometime between 9 and noon. We'll try to give you a call back. Please contact us if there's a problem. Thank you. Make a motion, we table BOE 2022-1 until Friday meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Looks like the only one we have left is BOE 2022-3. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's still on track.
Okay.
That's what I think it is. Let's see.
That's probably also, you mean to hold off for a second?
Is that Scott Roberts, the person?
It says appraisal change, it's a classification, so it's...
So I think in the classification, my guess is they're calling the
right.
classification the 2575 deal.
They live in Walnut Shade.
Okay. He's probably got other ones.
It's my... Yes, he does. But I, it's my understanding that he didn't get his
all right.
2575%.
He gets to pick which one, yeah. Okay, maybe that's the one. All right, let me call him and we'll figure that out. Hello? Huh.
He might be out of country.
I saw his watch working out this morning.
Okay, there you go.
Scott Roberts, you've reached my voicemail. I'll be away from my phone for an extended period of time, so if your call is related to Robert's vacation rentals, please contact David Lilly at 417-699-0846. For other business, just leave a message and I'll get back to you when I get back to my phone. Thank you.
Scott, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE. We were trying to call you regarding your tax appeal. It sounds like that you're away right now. We can potentially table this till Friday, but I wanted to let you know, I assume you're familiar with our decision last year having to do with if you have multiple rental properties that will allow one of them to be classified as a mixed use of 25% commercial, 75% residential, and any property that you have after that that's a rental property, a short-term rental property, vacation rental, that kind of type of thing, would be 100% commercial. If we'll go ahead and table this just in case you still are wanting to go through the appeal process until Friday between 9 a.m. and noon. If you don't want to do that and you just need to get one of them reclassified, you want to call the assessor's office between now and then, please do. But otherwise, we'll talk to you on Friday morning. Thank you. Make a motion that we table BOE 2022-3 until Friday morning's meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You think he's out of the country? Anything else that we need to take up before?
I just want to bring it to your attention that this here was one was an appeal that was touched by the nightly rental motion from last year. So apparently they do have another property that is a, they have more than one property. This is the reason why this here was 100%. He probably has another property that's at
75-25.
Okay.
Who is that?
Do you know which one? Does he have one, or can you guys figure that out between now and Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other business?
He might have sold one. No,
may have.
100%
But again, we can't change things during a non-assessment year.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on whether he's got another one classified. Yeah. All right, so we are not adjourned.
Not adjourned. We can recess until Friday.
Okay. All right, no other business. BOE 2022 is recessed until Friday morning at 9 o'clock.